boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If you are trying to eat healthy or you are dieting, cover your ears.
No, seriously, cover your ears right now.
As your friend on the radio, I'm going to tell you right now, this is something you do not want to find out about.
If you're doing like 75 hard or you're trying to lose, I don't know, 10 pounds before summer so you can have a hot girl summer.
Turn your radio off for 2 minutes.
Because.
But come back.
Destiny and I, we tried a viral TikTok trend, which is called candy salad. You know, you put the word salad behind anything and immediately it sounds like a great idea. And we are paying for it.
We are. We really are.
And we will be for the next several weeks. Basically, on TikTok, we both have seen it a million times where somebody has a giant jar. They have a bunch of different gummy, sour candies and you pour it in the jar and suddenly it's salad. And then you eat it until you feel sick.
Now, we thought this would be a fun idea because we always like need like something sweet around like 3-4 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
we
thought it's a weird time.
Right. And we thought, okay, we're just going to munch on like 3 pieces. We'll sneak back to your desk. We'll grab 3 pieces. We'll be fine. Now, this has become an all-day snackaroo.
Mm-hmm.
I am never going to lose any weight.
I don't really. Here's the real issue is like, I don't want to hide it. And I also don't want to set it out for everybody to enjoy because it's those girls' candy salad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to share with anybody
else. Nope. But I'm nervous because I'm like, how fast are we going to get through this? Because I'm going to be embarrassed.
How big
the jar is and how fast two girls can get through it.
You know, I'm kind of actually sad that we didn't take like a before photo
because
I don't know how much we've eaten and we made it yesterday.
Well, we felt sick yesterday because we ate so much candy. I already feel sick because I avoided lunch today.
So you could eat the candy?
So I could eat candy salad.
I mean, I had a real salad for lunch and the entire time I looked at the candy salad and I was like, wow, this is just not the same. Doesn't taste near as good.
So we will be those girls in the afternoon, but we will not have a hot summer. I can already tell.
No, it's going to be a
chubby girl summer.
Fluffy summer.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Here we go!
Those Girls in the Afternoon. Z102.9.
I'd say I've been going to the gym for about a solid month now, and I am still scared of it.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I've been going since November, and I'm still terrified.
And I know, it's like, nobody cares what I'm doing. I don't care what anybody else is doing, but I just feel so stupid and self-conscious most of the time that I'm there.
Same.
That it's especially when it's busy. And I believe yesterday or Sunday, I can't remember what day it was, I went with my boyfriend. And immediately upon walking in, I was already scared because the treadmills were all full. And that's what I've been doing lately, is just walking on the treadmill with an incline. So I turned to him and I was like, what am I supposed to do? There's none open. And I'm scared to try anything else. He's like, I don't know, like get on the elliptical or the bike or just like until one of them opens up. So I got on the stair stepper. That was horrible.
Oh, I've been wanting to do that.
I only lasted 10 minutes because that stuff is really, really hard. And then after 10 minutes, I was literally drenched in sweat. I'm like, I got to do something else or I'm not going to last. So I tried an elliptical and I pressed the button and it wouldn't turn on.
Yeah, I know that one. You just got to start.
What?
You just got to start with the elliptical. If you don't go fast enough, it don't turn on.
Okay, well, I only stood there on that stupid thing for like 30 seconds because I kept pressing the button and I'm like, oh my God, everybody's looking at me.
That's how I feel.
And they weren't. Nobody knew, but I was like, I can't get this to turn on, so I guess I got to go for like a plan B. So then I got off literally after 30 seconds and walked over to a bike and I sit down on the bike and the bike doesn't turn on.
Okay, like, I don't know about the bike because I haven't tried it yet.
Maybe it's the same thing where you have to pedal to get it to turn on. I don't know. There's a big green button. I'm pressing it. I'm pressing and holding it. It's also not turning on. And at that point, I'm like, I am going to look like the freak who it thinks that getting on the machine for 30 seconds is working out.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just bopping around the entire gym at this point.
Yeah, that's what people were judging you for. They're like,
wow, she thought that was a workout. That was 30 seconds.
I was so embarrassed because I also had to give up on the bike. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Here's my advice. I finally did the elliptical after convincing myself for like 3 months. What I did though for the last 3 months is I watched other people get on it.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do, is study how other people get on it and how they start the machine. And then eventually you'll figure out how to do the bike and how to do the elliptical. But I learned the hard way that the elliptical, you don't press a button to turn it on. You just have to go. And if you don't go fast enough, it doesn't ever turn on. That's my advice for that one.
Oh,
at least at my gym.
I don't know. And then my boyfriend's like, why didn't you come ask me for help? And I was like, no.
That's worse.
This is so embarrassing.
To have you come next to me and be like, press this button.
It's embarrassing. It for me. Oh my, I can't.
Nope.
So I will never be trying a new piece of equipment ever
again. I have a feeling
again.
You're canceling that membership, right? You're
no.
embarrassed.
But if I pull up and the treadmills are full, I'm going home.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We grew up in a time of posting all of our thoughts and feelings on Facebook statuses,
I just saw my memories and I was disgusted with them today.
It's pretty bad. That's bad. But I am really glad that we didn't have TikTok when we were in middle school, because
that's video proof. I just have status proof of how embarrassing I was.
Right. Like, luckily, Instagram didn't roll around until I would think I was in high school.
Same.
So it could have been worse. But I just imagine what it's like for middle schoolers who are all over TikTok and how crazy that must be. Having that much access to all your classmates. And apparently it's becoming an issue in schools with kids filming TikToks, which I don't know if you've ever seen any pop up on your For You page where it's like literally a middle school girl will set up her phone on her laptop and she'll be like touching up her, she'll be doing a get ready with me in the middle of, I don't know, geometry.
Seriously? No, I haven't seen that.
And this, depending where you're at, I guess, has become a little bit of an issue. And so much so that there is a middle school in North Carolina who removed all of its bathroom mirrors because kids were going to the bathroom so many times during the day just to film TikToks. Which, I get it. Apparently, some kids were asking to use the bathroom up to 9 times a day because, you know, you're in middle school. You have to have passes written out. So they're keeping track of it. There's teachers probably walking in to kids filming these TikToks in the bathrooms with the mirrors. So they decided to remove them. And apparently it's been pretty effective. Like, kids are going quicker. They're leaving class a lot less. But it kind of reminds me of, like, obviously, we didn't have TikTok in middle school. What was your, like, bad kid activity? What were you getting in trouble for in middle school?
I never participated in this. I just want to make that very clear.
Okay.
But when I was in high school, this was very popular, and that was to de-pants people.
Oh! That's weird. That's really weird.
In between classes. So you knew, you always had to hold your pants up, because you're like, someone's going to try to, someone tried to de-pants me one time. Like, in between classes in the hallway, where they just try to, like, pull your pants down. And, you know, they wanted to see what your underwear looked like or whatever it was. And
I hope everybody was wearing them. Don't say anything.
Some weren't. So you started to get nervous in between classes. You just always had
tighten your belt.
You always had to have one hand on your pants just in case someone's trying to de-pants you. And then otherwise wear a belt.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know what. We were into some freaky stuff.
Well, yeah. What they did they have to put out, like, an announcement? Like, good morning, Vinton Middle School. Today's lunch high school. Today's lunch is pizza and breadsticks. Also, stop de-pantsing each other.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know, when you think of cats, you normally don't ever think of football with it.
I think my cats could be football players. They're real athletic. They are.
I'd like to see that. I'm not saying there's cat football out there. That's not what this story's about, if that's what you were thinking.
Okay,
were
what hoping. Are you saying then?
She was hoping there was cat football out there.
I would sign my Romeo up in a heartbeat.
No, this cat story for you, Taylor, has to do with the NFL and a cat shelter.
Oh, is this going to make me cry?
This is actually a happy story. It's an ongoing story that I could put you in some tears.
As long as it's happy.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
So, Buffalo Bills kicker Tyler Bass on Sunday played against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he missed a 44-yard field goal, which would have tied the game, the playoff game, against the Kansas City Chiefs.
But saw that.
He missed it so bad.
Yes.
To the far right. And some people are like, it's probably because of the wind. Like, maybe like he wasn't thinking about that. I don't really know. But there was a minute 47 left on the clock. We could have had it tied. They could have had a chance. Fans are ticked.
Yes.
As fans probably would be.
And should be.
Right? So they're not very happy with Tyler Bass because he missed something that looked like it could have been easy. So they flooded him on social media, his Instagram, his Twitter, and they have destroyed him. And they are being very negative, sending him like hate messages, commenting on things.
Uh-huh.
And so he actually had to deactivate his Instagram and Twitter because people are being so mean to him.
Best idea. Don't even bother looking.
Right. So then there's a charity that Tyler actually has helped in the past. They saw that this is happening, and so they came to his defense. The charity's called the 10 Lives Club, which he's helped, you know, in the past in Buffalo. And they called for an end to the anger that is being spewed to him on social media. They said Tyler doesn't deserve any of the hate that he's receiving. The 10 Lives Club said that he is an excellent football player and even a better person who took the time to help our organization and rescue cats last year. Leave our friend alone.
Love that. Move on, people.
And
it's
they
over.
Posted a cute photo of him holding a little cat. It's adorable. It's really, really cute. So that's all. They didn't expect anything of it. They just wanted to post a photo that said, back away from our friend.
Knock
that's all that
off.
They wanted. Since they posted that, people were like, you know what? We're going to defend Tyler. Now we're in support of him. If he does good, we can do good too. So since that post, people have been donating to the 10 Lives Club. Their phones have been going nuts. People have been donating $22. Now, that's not his number on the back of his jersey. He's actually number two. But people didn't want to just donate $2 because that's not like a lot of money. So they're donating $22. As of this afternoon, this could be even more than what I'm telling you because the number keeps going up and up. It was at 90,000, and I just told you 2 seconds ago. It has changed since then. As of what I have, the most updated amount, it is at $100,000 in donation.
Oh my God.
That people have made in honor of Tyler for missing this field goal.
That is crazy.
Isn't it nuts?
I wonder, do you think that he'll do bad on purpose again so that all of the kitties are
imagine?
Happy?
He's got to make a life decision now. He's like, I could miss this again and save some kitty cats, or I could help my career.
Do I care more about the fans or the cats? The answer is always the cats.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
And you want to buckle up for this one.
Click, click. Okay. That was my buckle.
Thank you for the sound effect. Today's story comes from Lindsay. And if anything that you should get out of this story, it's that you should feel like whatever your worst date was recently, it wasn't as bad as this. Okay. Lindsay says, I'd been going on a few dates with this guy last fall. And after our third dinner date, I ended up going over to his place and staying the night. It was a very chill, innocent night, but I was still trying to act kind of cool around him. After waking up the next morning, I asked if he would mind if I took a shower before breakfast, and he had no problem with that. So he's downstairs making breakfast, and I'm in the bathroom giving myself a pep talk in the mirror about how cool and awesome I am. It was a little chilly in there, so I thought, oh, let me just close the window. And then I got in the shower and started lathering up all the shower gels, and I even made a bubbly foam beard, and then I heard a loud bang. I turn around to see that I did not close the window properly. And in fact, it had actually blown open and smashed against the outside of the house, leaving a giant hole. So I was still sudsy and I was completely embarrassed. I had to creep out of the bathroom in a towel and go fess up to the guy who, by the way, I still didn't really know that well. And he was, you know, being really sweet and making me breakfast. I had to tell him that I will be leaving him with a hole as a bathroom window. Surprisingly, we had a few more dates together.
I'm surprised.
But it all went to pieces, much like that bathroom window.
Dude, have you ever broken a guy's, like, something at the guy's house?
No, but I have a constant fear of clogging a guy's toilet.
Thank you. Me too. This is why I will hold it in if I have to for anything. Even if it's just to go number one, I'm like, I could clog it. Who knows?
Exactly.
I do think holding it in.
A smashed window may have been a little bit worse.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
Have you ever told somebody like, oh yeah, I totally hate that food, but I've actually never had it before, but like, I know I hate it.
Yes. And we all, especially like you all, everybody has a picky eater in their life.
Me.
It's my younger brother for me, who I know has always been like, oh, I don't like that. I'm like, you've never even tried it. You don't even know if you hate it.
Well, we want to know, what food did you convince yourself you didn't like until you tried it? But I got tested last night on a date.
Okay.
So I had told this guy that I didn't like pineapple pizza. I had told him that because
polarizing. Okay,
if you remember, rate your date. It's the neighbor boy. We went to the pizza joint, right? And when we went to the pizza for our first date, he asked me if I liked pineapple on pizza, and I was like, no, that's so disgusting. And then I took a second. I was like, well, actually, I don't know. I've never had pineapple pizza before, so I don't know if I actually hate it, but I've just always told myself for the last 28 years that I don't like pineapple pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So he had asked me out on a date last night, and he was like, let's go get pizza. And as we're walking to the place, he's like, by the way, we're ordering pineapple pizza
because
you're going to try it. So I was like, okay, fine. I guess I'll try it. So we ordered pineapple pizza. And I had to have the cheese pizza first.
Warm up?
Yeah, we had something else. It was kind of like cheese pizza. We had that before because I had to have a warm up. And then I had pineapple pizza and I was shocked.
You ate your words.
That I liked it.
It's good.
It's good. It's really good because it's like, I don't know about you, but whenever I have pizza, I always crave dessert after.
Mm.
I don't know what it is, but I need like a dessert pizza, dessert sticks or something to go with it. And so I got that dessert kick for me.
Yes.
When I had that pineapple. So that was kind of nice. Like we had pineapple pepperoni.
That's
what we had. Mm-hmm. So like, it was kind of nice having that pineapple because it got that dessert that I needed.
Right. But it's one of those things where I feel like everybody that says they hate it, because I am a lover of it, you hate it because it sounds gross. It doesn't sound like it should go together.
Nothing is sexy about that, being like, I love pineapple pizza. That's not sexy.
Yeah, you sound like a freak. But when you actually try it, it's delicious.
It's really good.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
I'm a changed woman.
She's got a new glow about her today.
I know, right? Look at me. I'm glowing. I had convinced myself the last 28 years of my life that I hated pineapple pizza, even though I have never had it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I just have always told myself I hated it. Went on a date. He ordered us pineapple pizza. Turns out I like it.
A beautiful story, really.
We will be having pineapple pizza at the wedding. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I like your optimism.
I'm kidding.
But I feel like everybody has a food like that your entire life or for many, many years, you're like, I know I don't like that. I don't even have to try it. And then you finally try it and you're like, wow, that is actually quite delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what that food is from you. I would say I'm not a very picky eater. Not as picky as you, Destiny.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty bad.
But there are a couple random things that, I don't know, I just talked myself into hating. First is fish in general. And because I feel like until my adult brain developed, I pictured fish as fish sticks, which I did try once growing up, and those were gross.
I find them gross too.
And then I think in college I tried salmon and I was like, ooh, this is good, but I still hate every other fish.
Okay, I also have told myself I hate fish too and I will only have salmon. So maybe I need to change myself.
Well, and then, I don't know, a month or so ago, my grandparents were like, oh, let's have all the grandkids over and we're going to have a fish fry. And I was like, yuck.
Like I'll be hitting the McDonald's drive-thru beforehand.
That sounds nasty. Literally, I was like, are you guys going to have any sides? Because I will just eat mac and cheese if that's all you're going to have. And then my mom talked me into trying it. She's like, grow up. You're 26. Eat a piece of fish and you're going to change your mind. And you know what? She was right.
And
I liked
it. And have you been having it since?
No, I haven't since. But if I knew a restaurant had really good like fish and chip sandwiches or whatever,
you'd be down to eat it.
I would.
Okay.
I would try it because I know that I actually like it now, which is shocking. And then the other thing that I talked myself out of liking is really stupid because I liked mushrooms growing up. And then I went to middle school science class and found out that mushrooms are a fungus. And then I protested them for several years.
Oh, my God.
And I decided they were gross. I was like, ugh, I don't like those. Those are nasty. Yeah. And then, I went to college and I had a mushroom. And I was like, wow, these are really good. I don't care if they're a fungus.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
What's that food for you that if somebody put it on a plate in front of you, you're going to be like, oh, God, that's so disgusting. Even though you have never even tried it. You just have convinced yourself that you hate it. We want to know, what food did you convince yourself you didn't like until you tried it? But Taylor, you just said something a couple minutes ago. You said that you liked mushrooms and then it was like high school?
Middle school science class. They were like, oh, did you know mushrooms are fungus? And I was like, what?
Ew.
I don't like them anymore.
So then you convinced yourself out of it. And I just, that just like clicked in my head. I'm like, oh my God, I have also talked myself out of something. That is Hot Pockets.
Now,
let me give you a story. I went to Kirkwood Community College and I took a criminal justice class. Why? I don't know. But I did. I wasn't going for criminal justice, but I just took it.
Weird.
Sounded like fun. And there was a point in like the class that they were asking us, could you sue or mm-hmm. are they at fault? It was something like that. And I remember that the teacher had brought up, okay, if somebody eats a Hot Pocket and there's a cockroach in it, who's at fault or something like that. It was kind of like basically we had to say, could they get sued or something mm-hmm. like that. I don't remember what it was, but I don't know what it is about the Hot Pocket and a cockroach being in it. But now, ever since then, I cannot have
a cockroach. Darn it. You don't go home and open a beer and have a
cockroach.
Fried cockroach.
No. But ever since then,
gross.
I can't have a Hot Pocket. Do you know how many times I have bought in Hot Pockets? I have made a Hot Pocket.
Because you like them.
I loved them. I loved them as a kid and in college too. And the amount of times I have bought in a Hot Pocket, I have made it, I put it on a plate, and then that story comes back in my head, and I cannot get it out of my head, so I can't have a Hot Pocket for the life of me.
You've convinced yourself that you don't like it.
And I had that class probably back in 2014, 2015. We're going on 10 years that I have not had a Hot Pocket. Because that teacher ruined it for me.
Maybe.
Thank you, professor. I don't remember your name.
I'm going to bring one. We're going to do some exposure therapy.
I don't think I can.
I'm not licensed for that, but I think that's how it works.
I don't think I can do it because I'm just going to imagine the cockroach and I don't think I can do it.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Yeah, I've convinced myself for the past 28 years of my life that I hate pineapple pizza. And man, was I slapped in the face yesterday when I realized it's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
People were right this entire time.
Yeah, but sometimes you're just so stubborn. You're like, mm-hmm. I have thought this way for years just because I think it's gross. It has to be gross. And then you try it and you're like, oh, this is pretty good,
I
actually.
Still want to say it's gross because I'm like, I've already said it the last 28 years of my life. I can't change myself.
Right.
But secretly, I will be ordering it again, if you're wondering.
Secretly.
They're like, is this Destiny calling? No.
No, you have an alias.
Nope. My name is Jessica, calling for the same pizza that I ordered yesterday.
That'll do.
Because I'm embarrassed now.
We have been asking you what that food is for you that you have convinced yourself for whatever reason you did not like it until you actually tried it. Emma, what's that for you?
I would say escargot, like snails.
Okay, I understand why you would not think that you, because honestly, I've never had that and it sounds nasty to me.
Yeah, they definitely look not very appetizing, but I took a trip recently to the Mediterranean and we had some really nice food overseas, and I've been changed.
I feel like street teamer Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Has a similar-ish take on the Facebook page, which is, he said, grilled octopus, a.k.a. like calamari.
I have had that. It's actually really good.
See, that's one for me that I'm still currently in the delusion of, I do not like that, and I have never tried it. I'm just convinced
I
don't like it.
Dude, it's so good, though. But it sounds so bougie saying, like, yeah, I like calamari.
I know, and I have, like, my family likes it. My little brother, who is way pickier than anybody I know, likes calamari of all things, so I should try it. I just am convinced that I don't like it and I won't like it.
Well, Jerry commented on the Facebook page and said Brussels sprouts, but with salt. I also convinced myself, I think it was like about 3 years ago that I finally like got myself to do it, but I had convinced myself for many years that I didn't like Brussels sprouts, but that's only because everybody else says they hate that.
It's in all the cartoons of like, mom made me Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I've never had Brussels sprouts unseasoned, but if you season them really well, they are one of my favorite vegetables to eat.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa and Mary both said guacamole, which I feel like maybe when it first popped off, I guess. I don't know when it got popular. It looks gross. It looks like baby food.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why you're like, ooh. That's a nasty texture.
Funny you mention that, because Ashley said sour cream on her Facebook page as well. And I feel like a lot of people like hate on sour cream. And I'm like, have you even ever had it? Because like when you've had sour cream, it will change your life.
You're very passionate about sour cream.
Let me sponsor you. Sour
I didn't know
cream.
You were so passionate.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on C102.9.
We've been asking you, what food did you convince yourself you didn't like until you actually tried it all afternoon?
And Susan, what's that food for you?
Haggis.
What is that?
It's a traditional Scottish dish. Don't look it up. Don't look and see what's in it. But everyone will tell you that it's disgusting. But we went to Scotland last year, and it actually just tastes like Thanksgiving stuffing.
It does look a little weird. I did look it up.
You're Googling it.
She told me, you can't tell me not to do something. I'm going to do it anyways.
Okay, so what's in it? I got to know now.
You really want to know? It's the national dish of Scotland. It's a type of pudding composed of the liver, heart, and lungs of a sheep or other animal, minced and mixed with beef, oatmeal, and seasoned with onion, cayenne pepper, and other spices. The mixture is packed into a sheep's stomach and boiled.
Oh.
It kind of looks like a burrito.
It kind of sounds like a burrito. That's one that I feel like I could convince myself I don't like, and I don't need to try, probably. I have convinced myself of that.
Until you go to Scotland, maybe you'll try it.
Yeah, good for you, Susan, though. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's been a while, Destiny, that you've been out on the dating game.
Scene, whatever.
The scene, whatever you want to call it. Do you ever feel like it's like a little bit overwhelming keeping track of like the relationships you've had? And I don't mean that to sound like, oh my gosh, she's going on dates every single night. But like, I don't know, one Hinge match you may have only talked to for a week, and then others maybe lasted a little bit longer.
I think what's most confusing is telling you, Taylor, because I'll be like, oh, do you remember truck driver guy? And you're like, which one is this? And I'm like, oh, do you remember this guy? And you're like, okay, so is that one Connor, is that one whatever? And then I'm like, no, that one's truck driver guy, and you can't remember who's who. So we're having a hard time keeping up with each other.
It is confusing as the friend of the friend who is out like living their best dating life, because I'm like, I don't know. Yesterday you were talking about a guy who works at the circus. I don't know. And then the next day you're saying that he drives a truck. And I'm like, is this the same person or not? You have lost me and I am confused.
I think you can only, from all the ones I've told you about, you have only been able to keep track of two of them. And I'm like, no, we're moving on. This one is named Matt. And you're like, I don't remember. Where did Matt come from? And I'm like, no, stick with it, Taylor. What the heck did you miss? So I feel like I need to draw you something so that you can, you know, follow along, because you're not following along very well.
Well, I have a hack that's going to help not only me, but also probably help you out some. There's a dating trend going on from the experts, and they're encouraging you, as somebody who is single and, you know, going out on dates frequently, to use spreadsheets.
Like Excel spreadsheets?
Like Excel or Google Sheets or whichever you prefer. I know you're an Excel fan.
I do love me a good Excel sheet.
What you're going to do is you're going to basically log your dates and who you're going out on dates with. And this is a really good way for you to measure the quality of your dates, kind of keep track of, oh, we haven't really done anything different from the beginning, or, oh, I'm seeing a trend where if I go out on this kind of date, then we go out on a second date. There's a girl on TikTok who realized,
like, if we go like to a movie, there's more likely to be a second date versus if we go to the bar, there's less likely to be a second date.
Exactly. There's a girl on TikTok. Her name's Jenny. She said she really uses it for self-reflection and learning about her dating life, because she noticed as her Excel sheet was filling up, she was going through and, you know, kind of taking some information from it. She realized that anybody she went out on a coffee date with would never end up in a second date, because the coffee date is not sexy.
Crap, I went on one.
It feels like an interview. It doesn't feel like a playful date. So she stopped going out on coffee dates for first dates because she realized,
oh, okay, it wasn't a first date, so we're good.
It wasn't working. But otherwise, they gave some ideas of what you could keep track of.
I was going to say, what do I need to log? Like their first name, last name, age? Like, what am I supposed to be logging into this Excel sheet?
Well, let me tell you. And you can make it as in-depth as you want, I guess. It depends how much you really want to learn from it. Obviously, their name, the date you went on the date.
Like, can you imagine if it was like 10 months from the last one?
And that's okay. That's fine.
I'd be like, whoa, what happened?
I don't know what happened there. You should keep track of how you met and where you went on the date.
Like if it was Bumble, Hinge or something.
Yeah,
okay.
You met him through work. You met him through a friend. What you did on the date. What the person does for work.
Ooh.
What did you like about the person? Were there any red flags?
Ooh, girl, yes.
Do you want to see them again? Because it's either yes, no, and if it's so-so, then it's not going to take
much
long.
No.
Yeah. And then how many dates it's been. So if it's your first, and then you can keep track of how many second dates you're going on, how many third, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
So that's the basics. And then if you want to level up, you could take it to the juicy level. Yes. She just gave me the creepiest eyebrow raise I've ever seen.
Is it Netflix and chill?
No. So some ideas of...
Are we logging that now?
Juicy details. You could keep track of if you're attracted to them or what makes them attractive to
you.
Can
we log if they're a good kisser?
You could do that. That's a suggestion on here. Did you kiss? Did you hook up? Do they have a good personality? Things like that. A little bit more intimate details, I guess. And then the last level is the deep level. So these are things like keeping track of the intentional questions that you asked before the date, and how did you even get convinced or feel comfortable enough to go out on that date? What questions were asked and answered? What did you talk about that made you the most excited? Or what did they ask you about that made you like light up inside? What did you learn about yourself or your preferences on this date? You're like, oh, I didn't know I was into a guy who was so into sports or whatever.
Yeah.
And then do they genuinely seem like someone that could be a real match for you?
Okay. There's two other categories I think I want to add to that.
Okay.
Well, I guess maybe it could be along the lines of that last one you just said, but I would say, could they be a potential spout like marriage material? And then another category I would like to add would be return. question mark. And what I mean by this is if they ghost you or something happens and
they come back
and they come back from the grave and they make a return, would I be likely to give them a second chance?
Interesting.
Because I want to know what I felt like in that moment.
Right.
Would I have given them a chance? Because you're going to forget all those feelings and all those memories. Right. 6 months down the line, when he comes back again, should I be taking him back? I want to know what 6 months destiny would have done. So I would put that on there as well.
That's genius. I think if I could add a category, I would add just a quick list of like boxes that you can check. And I would want this category to be called, would I introduce them to? So check yes. Ooh, if you'd introduce them to your parents, to your siblings, to your best friend, to your coworkers, to your dog, all of those things. And then if like only one is checked, it's probably not going to work out for you.
I like this. This is really good. We've got about 2 more hours of working, and I am totally cool with not telling the bosses that we are going to do this on the clock if you're cool with this.
Yeah, you definitely need to share it with me because I never know who you're dating anymore.
I know, because you need to be like, are we on the truck driver again or which one are we
I
at?
Need help, please.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I was so excited to plant myself on the couch last night, glass of wine, and just watch the madness of The Bachelor.
Ooh, it's that time of the year again.
It's so much fun, especially... Not that I love being in a relationship. It's great. But sometimes you're like, I just need the drama of somebody's dating life. And that's what it was providing for me last night. But as I was watching, you know, it's the first night, they give a lot of backstories and girls being like, oh, I'm here because I'm ready to be a wife or whatever they have to say. And there's this one girl who was like giving her a story and she mentioned like, I have been single for the past 5 years, and I'm really worried that that's going to be a red flag to Joey, the Bachelor. And in my head, I was like, is that a red flag? It just caught me off guard because I guess I've never thought about someone being single for that long and being in their late 20s. Is that a red flag to you?
I mean, if she's been trying for the past 5 years, that's a red flag. If she was not trying, because, you know, sometimes you just give it a break, then that's not a red flag to me because you weren't trying. But if you have been trying for the past 5 years and you've been going on dates and not a single one of them ended in like at least a week relationship or anything, that's kind of a red flag.
I don't think it is because I'm with you, especially if you're like, I've been traveling. I've been working on myself. Definitely not a red flag. But I don't know. Like, okay, imagine this. You met an amazing man and you love everything about him. And then you find out, like, you get to that point where you're like, oh, let's talk about our past relationships or whatever. And he says, oh, I've been single for 5 years. What would you do? Would you just be like, I got to run?
My first thing is, why? Always my first thought. Why?
And he just says, I haven't found
that
person.
Well, I'm not going to ask him that. Well, oh. But that's my first. That's the when the red flag goes ding, ding, ding. My next thought is why? So then I start looking for the reasons why.
Like on their social media?
No. Or where are you looking? I go and we're on the date. I'm like, why?
Oh.
There's a reason why.
Like, oh, he chews with his mouth open.
Well, maybe that.
And nobody could get past that.
Just from my experience, like the people who have been single for a really, really long time, but are going on dates are the ones that have a hard time committing, at least from my experience. Mm. And so then I'm just like, ding, 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 red flag. You clearly don't want to commit. So then after we get done with the date or after I get done, I immediately go to their Bumble and Hinge account. And I'm like, okay, I got to look again one more time. Did it say you were looking for a serious relationship?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, nope, I missed that. It said I'm just open to whatever, or I'm open to short term, or I'm just doing my own thing sometimes, whatever it says.
Okay, you make a good point.
But that's what it gives me a red flag, and my first thought is ding, ding, ding. You can't commit. You have commitment issues, or you just like to play around.
You're just looking for a good time, not a long time. Here
we go! Those Girls in the Afternoon. Z102.9.
So we've been talking about whether or not it's a red flag to find out if somebody has been single for 5 years. And Destiny, you kind of decided, yeah, that would be a little bit of a red flag for you. I don't think it's so much for me. But now, what about the complete opposite of that? You find the perfect person. you're getting to a serious point and you find out that they just got out of a serious relationship. Do you think that's a red flag, Susan?
I was in a serious relationship for years, like off and on 10 years. And I mean, 8 years solid. And less than 6 months after I ended things with him, I was already dating somebody else. But that was because, like, I knew our relationship had been over long before I actually ended things.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. I can really relate to that as well, because obviously, like, I've been on the dating apps, Bumble and Hinge, and just, you know, trying to find somebody, right? But obviously, at some point, the engagement I was in gets brought up, right?
Right, yeah.
People always want to ask about your past relationships and your exes and stuff on dates for some reason. And I do bring it up, and they'll ask like when it was, and I tell them the time frame. And the look that I always get from people, they're like, huh? Or even like friends, and they're like, you're dating again? And I'm just like, for me, I'm like, I think people have like this timeline in their head of when they think it's acceptable for you to date again when you've been in a long, serious relationship. I think in their head, you have to like wait a year or two years before you should go out in the dating world again. But it's like, you don't know where my headspace is at. And like what Susan said is, you don't understand where the relationship was before it actually ended. It could have been ended before that. So that's where I'm like, I feel like I get dirty looks all the time when I tell people like when, what time frame that engagement actually ended, and then when I've started dating.
I 100% agree. Because even in the relationship I am in now, I was single for 2 months, maybe. Because then I like looking back, I'm like, oh, that relationship wasn't even serious. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was so quick for me to be able to bounce right back and then quickly get into a new relationship. Because I was like, I didn't even like that first guy.
But did you get dirty looks too when you said when it was like 2 months?
Sort of people being like, oh, your boyfriend. And then I would be like, no, his name is this. And they'd be like, oh, when did that switch happen? And you're like, ugh, shut up.
Well, and I just love when people are like, are you really like, do you think you're really there to date again? And I'm like, don't you think I know when I'm mentally there to date again? Like, I wouldn't be going out if I didn't think I was there. I just like love when I get told that.
Well, yeah. And it's like, even if you are dating, does it really have to be that serious? Or are you just like getting dressed up and looking cute and going
absolutely.
Out for dinner?
Right. I'm not here to like marry a guy tomorrow.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Let's not do that.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.